Well, the three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, are ready to open their office which supplies a fourth at bridge, a service to bridge payers looking for a fourth hand. They've rented an office from Mr. Race on the top floor of the building where Mr. Race has his real estate office. This episode is in two scenes, the bridge office and then to Mr. Race's office, but first to the fourth at bridge service, where we find Jane at a big desk gazing anxiously at the telephone. The door opens and Marge enters.
Good afternoon, partner.
Oh, hello, Marge.
How goes it? You seem quite comfy sitting back at that big desk there, staring into space.
I'm not staring into space. I'm staring at this telephone. Do you know not a single soul has called up all morning?
Well, they say if you watch the kettle, it'll never boil. Where's Mr. Jackson?
Oh, he's in the other office there. You know what I think we ought to put in here, Marge?
What?
A shower.
A shower?
Yes. I notice at home the phone always rings when I'm taking my shower, and I thought it was put a shower.
That's a very good idea, Jess. I'll think that over.
Well, I wish you would, because this is getting monotonous just sitting here waiting for customers to call up.
Well, give them time. We've only started to advertise the place today. I'm not worried about customers coming once we get started.
Well, I am. I thought I'd be busy all morning taking orders over the phone. You know what? Maybe that telephone man he put in the phone this morning gave us the wrong number.
What?
He might have made a mistake and left us the wrong number.
Oh, no, Jane. That's the number I asked for, and I had to do a lot of talking to get that special number. South 404, 4th and 3rd. Get the idea?
What idea?
What idea? The 4th. 404, 4th and 3rd.
Oh, I just said that.
Well, wake up, Jane.
Yes, I can answer the phone like that. 4040, 4th and 3rd.
That's the idea, Jane.
Oh, let's plan it that way. Oh, you think of everything, Marge.
Oh, sure.
Well, you do. I always say that about you. I say, Marge thinks of everything.
Jane, I bet you do. I wish I'd have thought of asking that husband of yours to get somebody up here to wash those windows. Look at that dust. I can write my name in it.
Well, I think you ought to write all three of our names. After all, we're partners.
Oh, Jay. There won't be any names written because I'm going to have somebody up here right away to watch me. But first, I want to see Mr. Jackson. I want to know about those men who answered the ads this morning. Were there many?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get up. Get over here.
Oh, hello. I was just asking about you. How's it going?
Quite well, I think. I must say very well. I was just making an index file of my players. You see, on each part, I haven't settled on according to...
Well, how many players have you hired so far?
So far, I've engaged 6 players.
Yes, that's not very many. You expect to do much better than that. Is that all that asked of our ads?
Yes, but heavens, no. The place is literally swarming with the fellows, wasn't it, Mrs. Ray?
Quite.
Well, the three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, have opened their fourth at bridge office, and are ready to rent out bridge players to persons needing a fourth hand. Mr. Jackson has hired only 6 men so far, but Marge continues running her want ad, seeking more personable young men who play bridge. This episode takes place about 4 the same afternoon in 2 scenes, a room in a cheap midtown hotel, and then to the fourth at bridge office, but first to the hotel room. 2 young men lounge listlessly in chairs. Hey, Marge, look at this.
What is it?
It's here ad in the morning paper. This sounds like something that ain't work.
What do you make of it?
Want good bridge players. Neat. Personable young men who play fairly good bridge. Earn extra money in your spare time evening. Apply in person 1233 personally.
Let me see that.
Yeah, here. Right here. Play fairly good bridge. Extra money in spare time.
Oh, that's right up your alley, Mike. Does sound interesting, doesn't it?
Interesting? Sounds like a sore cut, if you ask me.
I wonder what sort of a racket this could be.
Hey, says me. That's you, all right, Mike.
One thing's certain. It can never be you, old boy.
Oh, what about it, sir? I don't want this in with you.
This is all along, so something better turns up.
We sure could stand a few bucks while we're waiting.
This place, earn extra money in your spare time.
I wonder what the game is.
What difference does that make? You can take over anybody at bridge, you know that.
You can do things with cards that even I can't see you do.
And I work with you from coast to coast and even on the other side.
Yes. But it's been so long, I'm a little out of practice.
Out of practice? You? I bet you even money you can cut a nation on the bottom of the deck any time you want it.
It might be a means to an end, but yes.
Yeah, and it don't hurt to try, Mike. Looks like easy go to me.
1233 Pacific.
Yeah, that should be right downtown here somewhere. How about us going over there?
No, not us. I'll do this by myself, sir. Want to look it over and see what's going on?
Okay, by me. I wonder what the racket is. For all you ugly gambling angler,
what difference does it make? Because that's the money. That's what we need right now. Tony said we'd grab enough to get out of this second town, it's all.
Mm. There doesn't seem to be much we can do here.
Good, Terry. Extra money.
You still got that sign, haven't you?
What?
The sign, the ring. You can still make cards, can't you? You can shuffle the spots off aces to make them look like aces, and you can play better bids than 99 out of 100 anyhow.
Maybe it's just chicken fever compared to what you said you used to, but it'll be something.
Come on, Mike.
Not to know it. Hello, sure, Joe. I think I will have a go at it.
Atta boy. Here, I'll help you on with the coat.
Meet first little young men.
I could do with a haircut.
Oh, crap. Ah, you look like a million. You look like ready money. You always do.
Joseph,
I think you're a little prejudiced.
Prejudiced? Me? I'm telling you what's up, Mike.
Yeah, these cuffs have gone a little longer than you.
Ah, pull them up under your sleeves. Nobody will notice that. When you get to talk and Mike, nobody notices nothing.
Well, I hope I can talk my way into this, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's a game of cards, ain't it? What else do you have to know?
I guess you're right. Just that he's been running in such bad luck lately, I've lost a little of my confidence.
Lost your confidence?
You,
sir.
You wait here for me. I'll be back soon enough with the whole setup.
Oh,
I better take this paper with me. Just to make sure.
Okay, Mike, come home with the bacon like you always used to.
Ah, hello, Jane. How's the big businesswoman coming along?
I don't want to talk to you. After what you did to me this morning, I'll never forgive you.
Oh, now, Jane, I was only kidding. I thought I'd have some fun with you.
Well, I'm calling you up and asking if you want to hire some big players and getting you so excited. Do you call that fun?
Well, I didn't mean
it. Oh, it wouldn't have been so bad if business was good, but that's the only call we had when you called me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane. Forgive me?
No, I won't.
Oh, now, Jane.
No, don't bother me. I won't forgive you.
Oh, now, Jane.
I'm like an elephant. I never forgive.
Oh, now, Jumbo.
No, now, don't ask me. What did he say? Over the phone. And dial 4040 for the big seven. Mabel, what number do you want? No, this is dial 4040. Here, that was you again.
Me? I'm sitting right here out of the B.I.
Oh, that's right. Oh, why don't you go down there to your office and let us alone?
Okay, Jane. I just came up to see that those windows were washed. I see they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But, Mrs. Reese, I'll bring downstairs this cup of tea. I'll be better. Oh, how'd you do, Miss Reese?
Well, Mr. Jackson, I didn't know you were here. What are you doing in there?
I've been arranging some problem heads, my big players. There's a talk for work at 6 dinner, and while we're waiting for calls, I'm going to coach them in some of the time points.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, quite.
Yeah.
Miss Grace, I'm just on my way down to a spot of tea. 4 o'clock and all that, you know.
Yes, everything stops for tea.
That's right. They won't be going, huh?
Well, no, Mr. Jackson, but I'll lie down with you.
Okay.
Good night, Jane. What time are you going to be home? I'll wait for you and drive you.
No, I don't know, dear. I have to wait till I hear from Mars. You said you were going to call me.
I'll talk to you, Miss Grace. Miss Grace, I'd like to get the news to get to go downstairs to have tea sent up to me every afternoon.
Yes, I think so.
Dial 4040 for the big seven. Oh, it's you, Mike. Well, I can't help but sound disappointed. Since I get through that somebody's going to hire 5 players, and just a little while ago I had a wrong number, and now it's you. I'm waiting for business. I want somebody to call up and hire somebody. Oh, all right, I'll keep it on. Oh, what time are you going to be here? Because I'm going to drive home with... You're not coming tonight. Well, who's going to answer the phone if somebody calls up for... Yes, Mr. Jackson's going to be here, but he's going to have to... Just a minute, Mike. Somebody just came in and hold the phone. Yes. What is it, please?
Good afternoon, miss. I've come and answered the ad in the morning paper.
Oh, the ad, yes. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
I'm not there. In the other room. Over here, I'll show you. Hold the phone, Miss Mike. Right over here, this is our big player's room. Mr. Jackson will be right back. In here, please. Just make yourself at home.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Oh, well, thanks. I'll just close this door. You'll be back here soon. Don't go away. Hello, Mother. Mars, you should have seen us just walked in. The handsomest fellow I think I ever saw. What? No, he's answering the air in the paper. Mars, you should have seen us. Handsome? I'm gone. I wish I could have. I told him to wait until Mr. Jackson came back. He just went off to some tea. He's real tall, and he has the saddest eyes, the kind of dances real close. No, not Mrs. Jackson. You saw me just in there. Oh, I don't think I'll wait for Mrs. Jackson. I'll interview him myself. But I heard the way Mrs. Jackson did it all this morning. I know what to ask him. Goodbye, Mark. You can come in here now.
Thank you, miss. Did you say I'll have to wait for the Mr. Jackson?
Well, yes, but while we're waiting, I guess I can interview you. I've got to find out all about you.
Well, there's not much to tell.
Oh, but we have to know all about everybody we hire. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Michael DeVore.
Michael. I guess I better write down everything. I have some paper here.
I was rather intrigued by your address, Mrs.
It's Mrs. I'm Mrs. A.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, that's enough. That's all right.
Thank you.
Now,
I don't think I quite understand the idea of your business, Mrs. A.
Well, first I want to find out where you live.
I'm afraid I have no permanent address. You see, how trouble tells me.
Well, where do you live?
Well, right now, nowhere. I'm a sort of soldier of fortune, you might say.
What do you mean?
Well, right now, I mean I'm unemployed.
Oh, well, now, let me see.
I was quite interested in your good game there.
Yes, well,
do you have good game here?
Oh, no, not here. We stand our players when somebody calls. Now, the next question.
I don't understand. What do you mean, you send out this player?
Well, if somebody needs a fourth of bridge, we send them a player, and we charge $5 for an evening. Or if it's a small game, we charge $2. Oh, you're going to like it here.
What do you mean I'm going to like it here? You mean I'm hired?
Well, are you married, Mr. DeVore?
Do I understand you to say that you rent out this players, a sort of a gigolo service for big game?
Yes, we rent out players to people that need a fourth. We call it the fourth of bridge service.
Oh, I see. So that's the right... quite novel.
Oh, yes, I thought of it myself. We have three partners. Mr. Jackson, he's a bridge teacher. He has some of the bridge players. And Marge Hale, he's my best friend. He's one of the partners, too.
And last but not least, yourself.
Thanks, Mr. DeVere.
Mind if I smoke?
Well, Mr. Jackson always asks everybody that. Oh, excuse me, the phone. Hello, I mean, South 404. What's a bridge service? Is that a player? Oh, you brought it up, Mr. DeVere. It's our first customer.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What time?
8 o'clock. I want a Christmas player. How much do you charge?
$5 for the evening.
Okay, well, I'll take one. The address is
54-23-4. 54-23-4. Very well. We'll have him there. Well, that was my husband again.
Your husband?
Now, that's the last row. If you think that I don't even know our own house number, well, this time the last going to be on the other foot. Mrs. DeVere, you've got your first guest. Tonight you come to our house, and you're going to pay your $5.
Well, Michael DeVere has been hired and already assigned to his first job. The first call the Fourth of Big Service has had since it opened. Michael DeVere becomes quite prominent in the lives of our friends, the Aces, as we learn when next you meet the Easy Aces.